A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
Look at the size of that boy's head. I'm not kidding. It's like an orange on a toothpick.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
It's summer now. They told me this would be temporary.
It cannot end soon enough.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Carey. And boy, what a weekend we have had. Alex,
go on vacation, they said. It'll be fine, they said. Nothing will go on, they said.
We'll get Andy Farnsworth, they said.
It'll be great. It'll be fine. Take some time off. You haven't had a day off since fall, since last December. Why not take some time? It'll be perfect time. Look, we've got this whole pandemic thing figured out.
Enter all the
breaking news that could have ever happened. So I want to apologize because now you got to do that in 2020. I want to apologize for not being there for you, Ethan. I wasn't there for you at your darkest hour.
It's all right, Andy. Week. Andy Farnsworth held my hand, and actually, all of the protests came after our Friday show.
Oh, okay. Well, you didn't do anything then. That's fine.
No. But I'll tell you. So just to kind of pull the curtain back on this a little bit. We've been thinking a lot about how to kind of do the show tonight and the rest of this week. Because everyone knows what the Nightside Project is, right?
Yes, so, finish your day happy. So it's part of the deal is that we're supposed to be having some fun here and try to bring some lightheartedness
that's
to the
right.
news.
That's right.
This is a hard time to be lighthearted, man. I mean, it's like the worst thing.
And it feels like that would be inappropriate. You know, it feels like if we jumped on here and we were like, wow, that would
what
be.
What is that?
You know, that would be.
Your Yosemite Sam? Yeah.
That would be, we'd be missing it. We wouldn't be doing it right.
I get it.
So this is what we're going to do tonight. We're going to do some of all of it. We're going to try and do some of all of it. There's some pretty serious stuff that we're going to talk through related to what's happened over the weekend and what's currently happening. You know, Salt Lake's got a curfew coming up here in, what is this, an hour and 52 minutes?
Yeah, whatever, basically the end of our show, which is awkward for KSL's Unrivaled because we're operating fully in violation of the curfew.
Yeah.
Now, look, Scott will be at he'll be hunkered down. In Salt Lake County, where it's nice and orange and no curfew, and I'm up here. I mean, I'm assuming that there are going to be some police officers waiting for me to walk out of the building
to jump on you,
and they'll go, "Do you have any? Do you have any reason you're here downtown?" I'll go, "News media." I'll have to say
it won't work. It will work. No, it's medical emergency. I'm fleeing dangerous situation, or as they say, experiencing homelessness. That's it. If it's not
get
bad,
out of
then
here.
You're
get
toast.
Out of here, kid. That's
you're
what they're going to tell me. So we've got a full night of stuff to get through, and the very first one we wanted to kick off here was an interesting one that has been going on today ever since last night when people first started to see some of these tweets from a Weber State professor. Not just a professor, but a professor of criminal justice at Weber State, who was sending out, as many have called it, abhorrent tweets. And really, when you see them, you can't help but think these are bad, right?
I mean, they are.
The whole thing is this guy. Let me make sure I get his name right.
Scott Senyo. He was on Twitter and he started replying. He started replying to people with just some crazy stuff. So, for example, one Wall Street Journal reporter. Was injured when he was repeatedly struck in the face by a New York City police officer. And this Weber State professor responded, quote, "Excellent. If I was the cop, you wouldn't be able to tweet." And why? He was having a really bad day, and he's going to have even worse days coming up. Why would you tweet something, even if you felt it, Alex?
Yeah.
Even if you really felt... Because there's a difference.
Right.
There's a difference between believing that someone got what was coming to them. And that's not uncommon on the right these days, right? Oh, any media that gets beat up is good. We see that. But then to go and say that out loud as a university professor, as someone that plays a tenured professor that plays a role in this community,
right?
I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah, this is a guy who's got a law degree. He's got a doctorate. He's got a master's degree in public policy and public administration from the University of Utah. And this is a guy who's got a lot of experience in teaching, tenured professor. Here's the thing. I don't know. The thing today about the petition that's being signed is that, yeah, I mean, he said that's now not how I would have driven a car into the crowd. Some of it is this tongue-in-cheek kind of wild, but definitely with a streak of...
There's a lot of bravado in
there's,
there.
There's a streak of like, I'll say whatever
aggression.
I want. Yes, a lot of aggression in there. And the reality is that we have so many things in place to defend this guy to say whatever he wants.
Of course.
Now, the question is there enough there, Ethan, in your mind for the university to go, we cannot do this. We cannot abide this guy. He's going to be suspended. You know, tenured professors have... a lot of protections, I think, that we sort of look at and we go, oh, they're untouchable. And maybe he thought the same thing. But what I will say is that you can definitely say, look, Ethan, if I tweet stuff online and I say, even if I say my tweets are my own, you know, which is the biggest cop out. It's just like they are your own. And guess what? You represent more than
you
just
have to own them. Yeah.
Right. And in our case, we're told pretty clearly, hey, listen, you can't just go off. And flippantly,
you can't, shoot your mouth
you
off,
can't
yeah.
say stuff that is
well,
that is totally in contrary to what KSL stands for in terms of civil dialogue, being a normal human being and trying to be helpful instead of trying to be hurtful on this platform. Now, being a joker is kind of the speed that you and I have on social media.
Very often, yes.
being kind of just like tongue in cheek about stuff. That's our mode.
But that's not what this was.
And so my question is, and you can answer via text, 57500, does this guy, should the university just roll its eyes and go, well, unfortunately, he's got his rights and we're going to let him have those rights, but we're not, but, or do you censure the guy in a certain way? Do you go at this guy and say, you're suspended, we're going to make sure you're not going to get a couple paychecks or however it could work?
Here's how they're going to look at it. Because they've got a couple of overlapping interests. Number one is the work that this guy does, right? Which is obviously valuable. If he's a tenured professor, that means that he represents an investment by this school and is probably really good at his job, I would imagine, at this point. So there's that. But there's also the fact that the Weber State University has to demonstrate to their students and their other faculty that they uphold a minimum standard. That's important in academia, right? That you show that there is a value system in place and that as much as you can, you respond to it and you work within it. And so I think that's what Weber State's going to be looking at here and is saying, does this guy damage our reputation? What do we need to do to make sure that, number one, our students and our faculty and our community understands where we are on this and understands our values and can see us holding to them, holding to our stated values. And then number two, what needs to be done in terms of making sure that something like this doesn't happen again, so that the other faculty members understand that they can't get on social media and shoot their mouths off with impunity.
So let's we'll take some text messages here. Ethan, what's college, though, but experiencing a bunch of super left or super right wing opinions and having them crammed down your throat and you adopting them as your own as a collegiate student? I mean, it just is part of the deal. You've got to have professors on both sides. As Ice-T put it on Twitter, I'm neither right wing nor left wing. Those wings are on the same bird.
Yeah, I love that. I thought holy cow. I'd never heard that before. We got a text right here. It says, why should he give up his constitutional right to free speech just because he works for the university? Did he say it in class? Was he standing under the flag? But I think the difference is the fact that the First Amendment doesn't protect you against all social repercussions of speech. Now, he's not going to get arrested, right? The state is not going to prosecute him for saying those things.
Well, and that's the question. Could he lose some of his privilege?
He could lose his job.
Yeah, and I don't know if that could happen, but I think at least losing some privileges of what a tenured professor but has terms, might happen. Because
right, but in terms of the First Amendment is not going to protect you from losing your job, from losing your reputation, from losing friends, from having your wife divorce you. You know, there are all kinds of things that the state will never prosecute you for, but could really damage your life. And I think he's stumbled into that territory. And I don't think the First Amendment's is gonna protect him here.
Hey, we're gonna take the break. We've got a bad, better, best coming up in just a little while. Plus, an update to the color coding system in the state of Utah. This is pretty recent, like very recent, and we're trying to figure out exactly what it is. We'll tell you what that new color is. And yeah, I mean, it's not easy being green, according to Kermit, because we are still not calling it full-on green. We'll tell you what it is. We've got so much more to talk about. A bad, better, best next, including a headline sneaking in there for Ethan and his beloved Tom Cruise. We'll be right back.
Nightside, you've had a long day. So have we. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back into the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Keery, and we're just, you know, we decided that tonight on the show we would just kind of try and do it all. We'd talk about some of the serious things, we'd talk about some of the fun things, and just try and keep everyone up to date on what the major headlines are, but see if we can't still maybe end on an upside. We'll see.
Let me read a couple of these texts, Ethan, that have to do about the professor at Weber State who tweeted out some very inflammatory things concerning some of the protesters this weekend here in Salt Lake City. Now a petition is being signed by more than 1,000 people that this professor up at Weber State of criminal justice be censured or in a
they
lot of cases.
They want him to lose his job. They want him to
be
fired.
They want him to be fired. Here a couple of texts says this. Isn't this the very reason the country is rioting? Feelings that some people feel that they are beyond law or beyond being touched in any manner. I believe in free speech, but I also believe in consequences. Mm. Here's another one. He needs to be censured. His comments have made the university a more dangerous and intolerant place. 57500 is the text number. This one says, are you both doing the after party? Are you both doing the after party from
a protest?
From the protest. And I thought the Nightside after party, that is something that I have not heard in
a long time, right?
In a long time.
Many,
but you know what?
Moons.
Because of the curfew that of course is happening tonight, we got a call actually from somebody today who is related to Ethan. And I don't know if she misunderstood exactly what the curfew is. It sounds like she actually knows exactly what it is. She's concerned, Ethan, that you're not going to be showing up on time at home with your family. That
goodness,
you'd be breaking curfew.
Mm. Ethan, this is your great aunt Mary. Listen, I saw that Salt Lake City has a curfew tonight starting at 8 p.m. And I remember that you're on the radio in Salt Lake. I wanted to make sure you're getting home before curfew, love.
Yeah.
Don't make me ground you. Curfew is one of those things that's there to protect you from the drugs, the touchy, promiscuous girls, and general riffraff that happens late. You know what happens.
General
I know
riffraff,
what Netflix and chill means. I'm not totally out of it. Grow up and go home on time. Love you.
Ethan, so well, thanks, don't miss on the don't miss curfew. That's the whole point.
Well, you know, I have 2 points to make. One is I'm already home, so I'm going to be fine. I'm going to be fine. All right.
Ethan, we do have some breaking news that we want to play here at KSL News Radio. As Jason Tulin in the KSL 24-Hour Newsroom walks into our studio, he's going to give us an update as to a developing situation. Jason walked in, gave us some details, and it's some pretty harrowing stuff. What are the details we have now we can confirm?
This is tough. Two children and an adult male killed in a South Jordan home in the Daybreak area this afternoon, and it is an apparent murder-suicide. So the deceased children, both boys, were 8 and 10. No identities, anything like that yet. Paul Nelson is on the scene, so we're going to get some audio, and we're working on getting all the details as much as we can.
Love to get Paul on the show and get in some thoughts immediately. Did you say South Jordan or West Jordan? Which one?
South Jordan.
South Jordan. So two children, 8 and 10, and
And an adult male.
And an adult male.
Which they're apparent murder-suicide is what the police are thinking.
So three deceased, including two boys and an adult male at a home in South Jordan. We'll keep getting those updates to you as soon as possible. Jason, thanks for doing that. And we'll get Paul Nelson on the horn here as soon as we can here. But you heard it here on KSL News Radio, an apparent murder-suicide in South Jordan. A 10-year-old, an 8-year-old boy, and an adult male.
Wow.
Ethan, as soon as we think that the news can't get worse, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard, man. It's really hard. Gosh, darn it.
No, this is, it's not what, it's never, No, this is not good. And I don't know, maybe I'm just out of practice taking these hits. It seems like it used to be easier.
No, it's a lot. I mean, and you know, we have the best people working around us here. And so maybe, you know, that's why I'm going to lean so
well,
much on
we
Paul
both
and
have,
get Paul on the program. But
we both have children.
These are our age range of our kids. And so that's why it's hard, I think, when we hear this. And I don't, you know, we don't know any of the details except for that there's an 8 and a 10-year-old boy that are an eight-year-old and a 10-year-old were deceased and an adult male.
Do we know Paul's status, when he's going to be available?
No, we'll get Paul. He's actually logging. I mean, he's doing work right now.
He's doing
interviews right now.
So this is
something we're running into.
So
right
he
now.
might be producing a story for 6:30 for the 6:30 newscast.
Not just that, like for the rest of the night, for the morning, for all that. Yes, he's doing all his work right now, and so we're trying to do it.
Man, you know the hardest ones are the kids.
Yeah.
That's the hard.
That's why it's always been the hardest for us, is especially doing the show. And again, like you said, we try to bring a little bit of levity to the world.
No, but this
is like the worst time for us to try to do these things. We don't plan this. We don't plan these types of news stories, but we do try to understand a little bit of what might be going on in people's lives. And certainly, it's been some of the hardest that we've had to figure out over the last, you know, 3 or 4 months, and it's been the worst. It's been the absolute worst.
This story is worse than the riots downtown.
You know, that's an interesting thought. You know, I'm sort of the same way, where I go, it hits hard because of the age of the kids and because of the possibility of kids of helpless kids being victimized is a really hard thing for us.
Well, and you know what this does. This reminds us that I think we'd started to kind of get a handle on this under coronavirus. This is a reminder that even though the news is dominated and our thoughts are dominated by maybe one thing and just a couple of specific people, the world is moving on in other places and they need our attention as well. And we've got family members that need our attention. More so than than many other things. We've got friends that need our attention. Yeah. There are things happening. The world moves on to other places, and we've got to be able to keep our attention focused on the important things.
Let's take a break here, and we'll get to our newscast here at the bottom of the hour. You'll get that update. You just heard Jason Tulin make the breaking news over our air here: an apparent murder suicide in South Jordan, 10-year-old and 8-year-old. Boys and an adult male all found deceased in a home in South Jordan. So some more of those details coming in. If you want to get updated text messages for news that comes across, as soon as it happens, text the word news to 57500. You'll get those and you'll not be solicited. This is a breaking news situation, and you'll get those. 57500, text the word news to 57500. We've got more to go, as our TV colleagues are also trying to figure out more about this story out of South Jordan, of an adult male and two boys found dead in a home in South Jordan. Stay with us. More to go. The Nightside Project continues on KSL News Radio.
Nightside. Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
You know what you are?
What?
You're difficult. Really difficult.
You.
You're a difficult man.
Nightside on KSL. A limited edition spring season.
This is why I could never be a teacher. This is hard stuff.
Yeah, that and you barely graduated college.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right, welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. He's Alex Keery. We're juggling a few things tonight. Of course, everywhere here in Utah, all eyes are on downtown Salt Lake, where a curfew goes into effect at 8 p.m., and we're going to see if there are more arrests. We're going to see if there's another effort at demonstration beyond the curfew. And then, of course, we're also expecting to chat with Paul Nelson at some point here in the coming minutes about what has transpired in South Jordan, where we've learned that two young boys and their father are dead, and what police are saying is a probable murder-suicide. That's in the South Jordan area. Daybreak area.
Yeah, and they haven't confirmed if it's their father or not. An adult male.
I guess you're right, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, so we're working on that. In the meantime, we're jumping back into the program, and we're just some of the things that have been on our radar here. Now, by the way, I just want to let everybody know there is a new color scheme that we're working on here in the state of Utah. And we're going to kick things off here. It's our bad, better, best here on the program. So here we go. Stories that intrigue us but also are the worst.
Bad. Better. Best.
Let me start with a bad one here, Ethan. The Utah color coding thing is not even the bad one. The bad one is this story. And it's less about the story being a bad story rather than the headline and just being a terrible headline. Okay. So I clicked on CNN this afternoon, which is probably already a bad move. But I saw the headline. It said the new toilet paper ? And I went, ooh, what's this?
Ooh, goodness, what is it?
Because what are we implying here?
It's been an essential human good
that a bunch of middle-aged women have taken from Costco. that's what I'm assuming they're referring to.
Yeah.
When they said the new toilet paper. And it says, the new toilet paper? Bikes are flying off the shelves, overwhelming shops. And I went,
this is true.
Well, hold on a minute.
Alex, I know for a fact
It's true. I know that it's tough to come by bikes. But let me just tell you the function that toilet paper is versus what bikes are. And I know that you can't. Listen, maybe you can say that.
Sure, enlighten me. I'd love to hear what you think the differences are.
Okay, so the story tries to be like, these are commuting vehicles. And I get it. A lot of people do. But do not pretend like bikes are toilet paper.
It's just a headline. And we've seen this before, right? The new toilet paper. Flour was the new toilet paper.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ground beef was the new toilet paper.
Mozzarella sticks from Costco are the new toilet paper. Hashtag don't use them as toilet paper.
All these things were the new toilet paper. And now it's bikes. So it's a catchy headline, though. And I'll tell you what.
They're not
a
wrong.
A lot of families, a lot of parents out there right now, they're driving in their car, they're nodding their heads. They're saying, yeah, man, it's brutal out
there. But I'm telling you, you need to lower your standards a little bit. I'm not saying lower your standards lower your standards. What I'm saying is get a really, really high quality used bike. Because those are out there. What is not out there, if you want to go there and go, my son wants to get into biking and I couldn't find a new $500 bike for him. Listen, then he needs to start on something else. And you need to get more creative with finding a bike. And I'm sorry.
I got one for my son. So my son rides his bike to work.
Wait, your son works?
Yeah.
Hold on. This is a child labor situation. This is breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
Because
your
son's
long.
Not even 15. How does this work?
He
works for you? Is his job just riding his bike around
he's
town?
Nearly 15. He's nearly 15. Okay.
So still breaking the law, but go
and
ahead.
He's got a job with a couple of friends.
What is
it? They ride their bikes.
What is it?
He's a hall sweeper. Which is the job I used to have.
Okay. Oh, and, at schools.
Yeah.
That's actually awesome.
And so, you know,
I've seen those
friends,
signs up. They're like, you want to make almost no money.
and so he and his friends, they work together and they ride their bikes. And so I was like, well, we got to get him a bike. And I got a cool one on the KSL classifieds. Yeah. And no kidding, I was just squeaked in ahead of an avalanche of calls.
Oh,
and the
sure.
guy said, all these people were saying, hey, if he doesn't come pick it up, you call me right back. Me.
Yeah, as a person who has sold goods on KSL, that's the thing I tell everybody. You know, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you have it, okay? Because I like the sound of your voice. I like the sound of your text messages, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to let you have it first. So I get it. All right, so there's that story. The second story is Utah is considering moving to oh boy, what's the name? It's not Soylent Green. Is that the new? Is that the level?
Yeah.
Smart Green.
We're considering moving
Smart Green. Which, by the way, Smart Green sounds like a cleaning product. So
well,
we're considering going from orange to yellow to Smart Green. Smart Green. You know the guy on TV that goes, "Hey, Phil Jones here for Smart Green."
I'm throwing a flag on this Smart Green thing. And I'll tell you why. And I guess I should say this.
Because they're
not necessarily a bad
idea.
They're
not confident in green, but they're going to move to green anyway.
Well, yes. And so Smart Green is new. It wasn't on the original. Remember they had this whole plan, phase from red to orange to yellow to green. And then, but now there's a smart green. So apparently, just kind of depending on circumstances, we have the ability to just insert any number of other new categories that we can
special
kind of move
green.
To.
Soylent Green is special. Green is people.
Is it special green?
I've already forgotten it.
It feels
smart green.
It feels less useful.
Yeah. Well, it's, because you know why, Ethan? Because the color coding system is fake. Right?
I didn't mind the color coding system, but you know, yellow is basically everything's open. Just wear a mask, right?
And so
you know, a qualified green. I don't know. Like I don't know what they're
so
trying
what,
to.
It's actually like a. It'd be like that, you know, in the box of crayons, because you got to get that thing out to understand this. You remember that yellow green, the one that you took is like a. Someone goes, oh, hey, I'm trying to draw a sun on my project. And you go, hand me that yellow. And they hand you the yellow green, and it's not quite yellow, and it's not quite green. That is this. And then you're like, what is this? And then they go, it's smart green. It's the new color of the sun. It's the smart green. Now, I will tell you this. While everybody's considering going to, I just want for 1 second for you to consider young 11-year-old Cooper Keery at my house, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Who has been trying to get his final baseball season in Salt Lake City in, okay?
Yeah.
We've already moved, but yeah. We've already committed to Salt Lake City's baseball youth league, okay? Already paid our money. We said, we're here. They said, great. We're just anticipating going to yellow anytime. And then the riots and the protesting and all the things that have happened and Mayor Mendenhall getting on Instagram stories and – they are definitely not moving. They're not even talking about moving to anything, but it's still orange in Salt Lake City. It's still orange in Salt Lake City. So youth sports cannot be held in Salt Lake City still. And my poor son is like, Dad, any update? And I'm like, well, there's a curfew now, which kind of is going to. So listen, baseball practice will last until 7:59. And then you're in deep, deep doo doo, buddy. Mm-hmm. So Salt Lake City is still orange. The rest of the state's like yellow, beating down the door of special green or whatever it's called. And we're just in a weird spot. So there's that. All right. The best story of the night. I'm gonna relinquish that this is the best story of the night. Mission Impossible has moved also to smart green in their production because they're gonna start filming in September. The newest 19th installment of Mission Impossible. Oh my goodness! So there you go.
I can't wait.
There's our bad, better, best.
Tom Cruise, America's greatest living actor.
There you go. Hey,
it's the movie we need right now.
I was going to wait until the next segment, and now I'm not going to do it because KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is on the line right now with an update of this story, or at least more details on the story out of South Jordan of a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old boy and an adult male in an apparent murder-suicide, according to police. Paul Nelson reporting live right now in South Jordan. Paul, what do you see? What other details can you give us on this story?
What we've been told is that there is a history of domestic violence and domestic fights that happened at this house. The man, they say, is the boy's father, the 10-year-old and the 8-year-old, and it appears that he killed both of his sons and then himself. Now, like I said, there's a history of violence at this house, but he was not living there. He doesn't live at that house anymore, and he apparently was here at the house just kind of watching them. And as far as what led up to this specific instance of violence, that police are still trying to figure that out. But for right now, they did get a call. Their 911 call came in as what they call a full arrest, meaning that it looked like there was somebody who had already passed away by the time that the caller that came about. So right now, police say they're going to be at the scene of this house for a very long time. As far as when the scene is going to wrap up, they don't exactly know, but this is close to Pentonwell in the Daybreak neighborhood and very close to a street called Indigo Sky. But like I said before, officers still on the scene. They will be here for a while. It does appear that the father of these two little boys killed them and then himself. They do have a history of domestic violence at this home, but they still don't know why he did this particular thing.
Paul Nelson on the scene with us for KSL News Radio from the 24-hour newsroom, and they're live on the scene in South Jordan where a murder-suicide, and it is confirmed by police, it was the 8-year-old and 10-year-old boy's father who took their lives and then apparently his own in this murder-suicide. So, Paul, we appreciate it. We're looking forward to the reports and the details tomorrow morning on Utah's Morning News as well. Thanks for hanging out tonight.
You got it.
Paul Nelson there. Love having Paul on the show.
He does.
Not under these circumstances, but he's been busting his tush those last few days.
Paul does such a good job. And, man, he does such a good job stepping in there, learning these details, putting them in order, sharing them with us. I know because I've worked with, you know, reporters before. I know he carries a burden when he does this.
Well, and these are reporters that, by the way, like live close, and that's why that's why they're showing up at the scene so quickly too.
Jeez.
So, taking the break here, we'll come back. Final segment of our first hour. We had an awesome opportunity at our house over the weekend to watch Bob and Doug enter the International Space Station from their hatch on their SpaceX Dragon, and we had an awesome talk about it. What does the future of space travel look like in the U.S.? What should it look like? Stay with us. More to go right here. The Nightside Project continues on KSL News Radio.
Nightside. Credibility. Also absurd news. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. This is the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millett here with Alex Keery. We've got about an hour and 8 minutes left before Salt Lake goes into another curfew situation.
Well, not only are we worried about the curfew here in Salt Lake, and I don't know, worried isn't the right term, but we're interested to see if protests will continue afterward. There's also a concerned party for Ethan. I don't know if she understands fully your great aunt, if she understands fully that one, you're not doing the show here in Salt Lake at a broadcast house.
She's very concerned.
Right. And two, you don't live in Salt Lake City either. You're in a very orange, I mean a super, super orange-winged part of...
What does that mean?
I have no idea. I'm just trying to make it fake political. Are you guys going to go to Smart Green, though? Is that you guys? Cottonwood Heights? Would you guys do it?
I guess, yeah. I guess. We've just We've been kind of cruising along with everyone else.
Don't do it yet because Ethan has a great aunt who's very concerned about whether or not he's going to be okay during all this. And she doesn't want him to break curfew at all.
Ethan, Aunt Mary again. I know you're doing your radio show with your friend right now, but if you don't get home before curfew in Salt Lake City, so help me, you'll get the spanking of a lifetime, young man. You're doing a show with who you are supposing to be your friend that makes you stay out later than curfew. Then maybe he isn't really a friend, is he? Sounds like a loser to me. And you'll be one, too, if you're out too late, dear. Say no to bath salt, sweetie. Love you.
Well, you know.
That's the next step. Stay out past that 8 o'clock curfew in Salt Lake City. Probably going to be doing bath salts next, dude.
She talks tough, but Aunt Mary's never spanked me once in my whole life. So
also very sweet. I think she probably knows. Probably get some radio.
Well, you know, she's just concerned. You know, that's how your family's supposed to be concerned about her. You. That's how it is.
Oh, she had. You know what? She called in a third time. Did you know that?
No.
Ethan, Aunt Mary again. Sorry to interrupt whatever you're considering adulthood. You're ruining your children's lives, dear, by being out late for the Salt Lake City curfew tonight. Put down the vape pen and come home. If you miss curfew, so help me, I'll call your mother and you won't hear the end of it, dear. The marijuana kids are out, the dopers, the looters, the snorters, the huffers, the blasters. All the people who do the drugs will be right out there with you if you miss curfew. Just letting you know who you'll be associating with. Love you, my little darling.
Yes, yes, yes.
Stay away from the blasters, dude. Those blasters will get you.
She just got fixated on all the types
of
drugs.
And I saw how she got political, too. She worked in looters. So it's like the vapors, the marijuana users,
the looters,
the huffers.
I feel like... you know, she's just trying to take care of me.
We should
all take care of each other, right?
Let me say something about the huffers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You and I have talked about the guy, you know, when somebody gets busted for huffing and like spray paint into a bag and then inhaling it. Like,
and
it's
that
awful.
Messes you up so much.
And then you get those, and then you get this, you know, this mugshot of the guy with silver around his mouth, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And honestly, the guy, the bow and arrow guy, who is now referred to just as the internet as the bow and arrow guy, that guy on Saturday after he pulled the bow and arrow, or was it Sunday? Either way, pulls the bow and arrow out and fires it into a crowd and then gets beat up. They spray painted him. There was
they
part
spray painted him?
Yes, he had blood and silver paint all over his face.
No, they
did. Yes, they did. Absolutely. And I thought to myself, he looks like it was a got into a weird huffing accident. You know what I mean? Like, anyway, well, the bottom line was we saw him on a Skype call today in one of our local stations.
Yeah, I don't know, have they arrested him yet? I saw they were screening charges, and after I saw that interview, I thought, what's the point?
Well, he had his interview, and he was wearing, Ethan, yellow Band-Aids. So that's so there you go. Ugh. We're looking at live pictures on KSL5 television, by the way, of protests that are going on downtown in Washington Square, which is just the city-county building area there in Salt Lake City. Very peaceful. It looks very peaceful right now. And, so,
and that's the and you know, that's the thing. And that's the thing we got to remember is 99.9% of the people that go out are going out to be peaceful. They are peaceful, and they're still getting faces full of you know, tear gas
in
thanks to
cases,
the actions of a few.
Ethan, you're 99.9% right.
And this is something I think we gotta remember. We gotta remember what this is all about. This is all about the treatment of blacks in America. And that's what we have to learn about. That's what we have to remember. We have to keep focused on that. And if we start drifting off and focusing on the broken windows, then we're going to find ourselves right back here again. And I think, man, we got it. The police are going to, you know, arrest people for vandalism, things like that. And we just got to let that be it. The public debate, I really think the public debate has got to stay squarely on the real issue that brought us to this point, which is not those jerks that show up to wreck things,
right,
but it's that genuine concern over the treatment of blacks in America. That we gotta stay focused on. That's what we gotta learn about. That's what we have to learn about, because they're having an experience in America that's so different from yours and mine that we have to learn about it, and we have to be able to, you know, to react to it, because it's real. At this point, it's real. I don't think anyone can look at this and say, no, this is fake, or blacks get right. treated the same as whites or anything. And no one can say that anymore.
Ethan,
no one can.
And how many – what's sad is the exact same I can't breathe statement has already been made. Like,
yeah,
we've had this moment already. We thought we had this moment, and we thought we had gotten past it.
And I know it's hard. I know it's hard for the media, because the media kind of follows the action, and you know. But it's. I hope we have the attention span in the media to sustain this debate beyond the tear gas.
Before we get to the top of the hour here. And we'll keep if something happens, and if we've got we're seeing the video here at the station, and we're just kind of
and everything's
there,
cool, so right?
Everything seems to be very good. But
and that's how it's been for the most part.
So
everywhere.
On top of having to explain these things to my young kids that they're seeing on TV, we did get to see a cool moment this weekend when Bob and Doug, already astronauts for NASA. And once again becoming spacewalking, you know, International Space Station heroes, but in a different way. My son asked a very important question, and it's kind of a confusing thing, too, because they go, wait, so we haven't sent anybody into space since 2011? And I'm like, no, we have, but not like this. And they're like, well, how's it different? Well, this is a private company that sent this up and had these astronauts step on the International Space Station. My kids still didn't really get it. You know, this kind of like... No, we're talking about federal dollars versus a private company flying up there, and it could introduce, you know, you flying up there as a space tourist. And
yeah,
then they're kind of like,
really interested in federal budgets.
And my kids are like, isn't that what astronauts are? They're space tourists, Dad. Figure it out. But the reality is that I was massively encouraged. I watched, so I turned it on when they probably still had 45 minutes, and it was just working on the hatches and the airlocks. It was very much less sexy than the TV shows and the movies that depict space, you know, where the airlock just goes, kts, 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 and then they enter the ship, you know, and Darth Vader kills everybody. No, this was, I mean, honestly, these are the smartest people we have in the world, and they're working a wrench, and they're going, hold on here, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, let me get this. You know, and it
that's
took a while.
That's because they know what happens.
No,
I know. Wrong.
And my kids are going, why are they taking so long? And I'm like, because I assume, because no one can hear you scream in space, son. That's why. All right, let's take the break here. We've got more to talk about next hour. We've got a couple headlines. Ethan, the DI, Deseret Industries, lovingly referred to as the DI, is going to be opening up.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
We passed then.
When?
Just now.
We're it now.
Nightside on KSL. A limited edition summer season.
It is a little weird to be back here doing this.
Yeah, the weird part's me taking your temperature before each show.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Keery. Our second hour, our second and final hour of the show tonight, and we've got under an hour before Salt Lake City goes into another curfew, another lockdown. So get ready for that. If you're dashing around and about in Salt Lake, wrap it up. You've got less than an hour. What are we looking at? About 54 minutes before they're expecting everyone to be inside. And I'm no longer a resident of Salt Lake City proper, so I don't know how strictly this is necessarily being enforced, but I don't know. Why risk it, right? Just, grab some good takeout.
Ethan, you can't risk it. You know why? People who break curfew end up being teen parents, okay?
Well, I think my great Aunt Mary was clear on that much. Hey, if you are like us, then you've got a garage full of stuff that you would have given to DI heavens. Had you been able to. There's good news out there, though. And honestly, we actually tried to take some stuff to Savers, too. But the line was just, never wanted to go through.
This is a conversation I'm having with the guys in the booth here.
And
this is a conversation I'm having with the guys in the booth. You're not a part of this. See, Ethan's the problem.
I'm the problem? Why am I the problem?
Sorry, I'm talking to the other guys. Hold on for just a second.
All right.
Ethan's the problem. See what I'm saying? I told you, in my neighborhood, there was like a books donation slot, and people were dropping their couches off, and they were getting their clothes out of there. There's like five filing cabinets. Anyway, Ethan, go ahead. Tell me more about how you're trying to drop some things off. I'm not kidding. Poor DI. I think that I have checked more about when DI is going to be opening, then I have checked on almost anything.
When
is sports going to be starting up for my kids in Salt Lake City? It's like, when is DI going to be opening? And we got the news that they're going to be opening up. What are the details, though?
So here's the deal. They actually started opening up today, but really in the Salt Lake area, or actually along the Wasatch Front, none of them really along the Wasatch Front.
Oh, really? Gosh.
They opened them up in Arizona, Idaho, Las Vegas, Portland.
Perfect. Just where I need it. Why would you break this news? KSL.com?
Because there's a good part of this. Because in Utah, they opened it Brigham City, Cedar City, Logan, Price, Ridgefield, St. George, Tooele, and Vernal. So if you've got a pressing need, I guess you could drive
DI. I want you to prepare yourself for the utility trailer I'm going to show up with. Moved during all this.
See,
I had to trailer my trash up to my new house.
You're the perfect example of this,
yeah.
Because there is a pent up need. Because what happened with us, and what happened with so many other people, is everyone was locked in their homes, so we started decluttering. We were like, I'm here 24 hours a day.
And you couldn't
Why
do
I
it?
Have this?
And you couldn't
Why
do it. You couldn't actually do it.
You couldn't actually do it. So,
we've got garbage bags
full of things in the garage.
Okay, true confession.
Let's hear it.
I've been. Taking a couple things here and there to random dumpsters around.
Wow.
You know what the move is? You know what the move is. Don't pretend. Search dumpsters. Boom. There I said it.
You still want to say something about the protesters? You still want to say something about the looters?
It's me. They're like, oh, we found one man here. What are you doing, sir? I've got a garbage bag to throw in the empty church dumpster.
Get him.
We have like four bikes now too.
You're gonna
that
get
are like
maced,
broken down. I know,
and your face is gonna get smashed.
No,
by one
now
of those.
I won't have to wait. I'm not kidding though. The my neighborhood has a Goodwill donation thing that seriously has a slot for about two sizes, those like school Kleenex boxes, mm-hmm. that with, that kind of inch and a half tall, 8 inches across. They have they have that slot you can put some stuff in for donating clothes, things like that. People have just been, piling up garbage in front of it. And I'm like, we can do better than this, people.
So listen to this, Alex, because here's the good news. In general, they say...
They say...
Most Deseret Industries...
Right.
Most stores will be open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Although... And the rest of Utah's location, sorry, I skipped ahead a little bit, will be reopened by this coming Monday.
Okay.
So by this coming Monday, they'll all be open. And they'll be open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
Oh, look at this. American Fork DI Donation Center has been open for a month. Well, good for you guys. Bunch of Lone Peak, Alpine, people dropping off their stuff. Good for you.
Mm.
I've been up here suffering with my garage full of garbage. All right? Anyway.
Heaven forbid we leave Alpine without a donation location.
See, but they were smart. This person's smart because we've been asking for months. How where's there a DI and drop stuff off? People who have DI near them are like, no, I have no idea. And they're just dropping stuff off willy-nilly, loving it. It's been terrible for me. I've been having I have this garage full of garbage. I had to move it. Imagine how frustrating that is to move garbage to your house because you can't go to the dump, can't go to DI. And there's a lot of stuff I want to donate, not just throw away.
Yeah, of course.
In the church dumpster.
Yeah.
All right. 57500.
Well, I thought that was just. I thought that was just really, really great news.
We got this one that says this is a text message from Ferox. It says, could you guys give a birthday shout out to my friend Angelo who's listening in Henderson, Nevada? Hmm. We have a very strict policy. Happy birthday, Angelo. Listening in Henderson, Nevada is something we will never say on our program.
No, we can't do it.
It's
so,
something we're not allowed to
we'd
do.
We'd love to say, hey, Angelo, happy birthday. Great job. But we just.
I'm dedicated to not doing that.
We set that policy a long time ago.
Long time ago. All right. Yep. Ethan, all right. Next on your headlines.
Someone texted in, donate to the Other Side Thrift Boutique. They're taking donations. There are a lot of thrift boutiques that will take the donations.
I'll tell you what, there's nothing boutique-y about the stuff I'm giving away.
You don't think so? No. Why don't you let them decide?
Okay. Okay.
If they want your...
They don't want it.
Your old KSL jackets.
There are all these old logos with 1160 all over them. Sorry.
KSL 1160 AM.
You don't want those.
Oh, someone wants them. All right. Someone will want them.
Ethan, what else do you have in your headlines? My heavens, this is your segment.
Yeah, I've got one that I frankly don't really understand.
Okay, read it.
So Jeremy put this in here, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to have to read it and see if you can interpret it, because I already know this.
Hold on, this is between me and the guys in the booth. He knows this. He knows the headline. He's pretending. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not pretending. I never watched it.
Go ahead.
The founder and CEO of Florida Sanctuary Big Cat Rescue, Carol Baskin, got a big win this week.
Yeah.
An Oklahoma federal judge has handed her ownership of the Greater Wynwood Exotic Animal Park, which was made popular in the Netflix series Tiger King.
Yeah, Joe Exotic owned it.
Murder, Mayhem, and Madness. So she got Joe Exotic's old place.
Hey, what exactly do you not understand about this then? You're washing your hands of the trashy Netflix TV.
I haven't watched it. I'm not going to watch it. And
you're not going to watch it?
I already shared with you why.
Why?
The hat.
You did not share this with me.
I'm
what
not
do you mean,
watching
the hats.
I did too. I know I told you this.
What
I'm
do you
not
mean?
Watching.
Okay, please explain to me the hats.
The hats.
That's why
they
you're
wear.
Not watching. Okay, the hats they wear.
The
what
hats
do you mean?
And the hair. I'm not watching that.
Are you I'm talking just, about not... like the hats that are way too curled?
Look, I've got to draw a line.
You know the ones.
Look, Alex.
Draw the line. He says
someone has to stand for culture.
Okay, good.
Someone has to stand for taste.
Yeah. Okay. Here we are.
I'm not doing it.
Our show's going to do it. Good job, us.
Well, I could at least.
I could at least feign like I have some desire to keep the show going.
I watched the trailers and stuff because everyone was watching. I was like, okay, let's check it out. As soon as I saw those hats and the haircuts, I was like, no, I'm not going to enjoy this.
Ethan, we've got a special update coming up about that Colin Ray concert. Everybody's been super worried about.
Have we been worried about it?
We'll tell you what sector of the galaxy it's been relocated to. Because heaven knows it's not happening on planet Earth, it seems like, anytime soon. No, they have a location now. For real, they're being serious this time about it. We'll tell you where it is next. Stay right here with us. KSL News Radio. It's a Nightside Project.
We're all friends here. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. This is the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Keery. Thanks so much for tuning in. 40 minutes before the curfew takes effect. Curfew. The curfew.
Have you ever takes watched effect. That? Have you ever watched that show on? Is it Amazon or is it Netflix?
No. What? What show?
The Durrells of Curfew.
No.
It's a British show. You'd like it.
Is it real?
Yeah. And it's a yeah.
That's
oh, yeah,
really
yeah.
a show.
It's called The Durrells of Curfew. Huh. And Corfu is a Greek island, I think.
Hey, did you watch The Pale Horse?
We started it, and my wife was like, "I'm out," because she gets freaked out really.
Oh soon. Yeah, it's spooky. And the great
and
thing
it is,
about
and
it,
I'm like, "So, have you seen Jojo Rabbit yet?"
No. You fool. I will. No.
Well, stop asking other people to do your thing. Yours is like a random one. Mine is like a one that human beings need to watch.
It's not random. The Pale Horse is a great Agatha Christie adaptation.
It's a great Agatha Christie adaptation. Oh.
She's legendary.
Ethan, that voice reminded me that you're being called out and by a family member who wants you to make sure you keep the Corfu.
Ethan, this is your great aunt Mary. Listen, I saw that Salt Lake City has a curfew tonight starting at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I remember that you're on the radio in Salt Lake.
Leave
I wanted
me alone,
to make
Mary.
Sure you're getting home before curfew, love.
I'm working.
Don't make me ground you. Curfew is one of those things that's there to protect you from the drugs, the touchy, promiscuous girls, mm-hmm. and general riffraff that happens late. You know what happens. I know what Netflix and chill means. I'm not totally out of it. Grow up and go home on time. Love you.
Very timely. Very timely reference to Netflix and chill.
I actually don't know what happens in the streets late at night. When was the last time you were, like, out in the streets late at night?
Yeah. It's been a long time. The thing is, I'm an up late guy. But I've
turned
into...
Yeah, but you're not roaming the streets.
No. And so I did this move the other day. Tell me if you can relate to this. So my neighborhood, we live in a neighborhood now that, like, there's hardly any riffraff. Like,
okay.
We used to be in our Salt Lake neighborhood. We'd have somebody crash a bird scooter in our yard, and you'd walk out there, and it would be some guy be like, "Hey, does Susan still live here?" Mm-hmm, and you're like,
yeah.
"All right, come on,
yeah,
man."
Standard Salt Lake
moving
stuff.
Moving along,
yeah.
you know. Right. And so in my new neighborhood, it's like, oh, somebody sped by the house. I'm going to go down and wave my hand down in a downward motion. All mm-hmm. right. And that'll teach them. So I can
I think
hear,
it's that same car. Hurry, get out there.
I could hear some youths at about, it was like midnight around my house. And it was like some laughing going across the street. So I did this move and it just kept going on. And I was like, this is such a dad move. My sprinklers were on at midnight. I mm-hmm. went outside with the porch lights and stuff were on. I went outside and I fake checked a couple sprinklers out in front while they watched me. And I walked back in and, like, made some eye contact with them. Like, I'm a grumpy guy with a beard. You better watch out. And I thought, this is the new way of policing my neighborhood. I'm going
to
walk out. But I also thought,
pretend
you know, this is probably
sprinklers.
How I get my house egged by looking at people at midnight and going, no, I'm just checking my sprinkler heads. You guys mm-hmm. don't know what's going on over here. All right, Ethan. I want to move on to this next portion of the program.
Yeah, this.
I don't know if you remember what had happened. So let's talk about
Colin Ray concert.
Let's talk about the places that Colin Ray, beloved singer and songwriter of country music songs such as "I Want to Tell All You People, State of Utah, Thank You So Much for Wanting Me to Come to Your State."
Well, I know I disappeared a time or two.
You did disappear
you know
a time
what?
Or two.
But see, you should have used the other and song. There's a more popular
way,
song.
I
don't know what it is. Okay, Jeremy, get
Andy.
On it.
Andy Farnsworth played it for me.
Jeremy, get on it.
It was
other popular songs by Colin Ray.
No, but it was one that even I'd heard.
Oh, okay.
In my bubble.
So Colin Ray, the Colin Ray concert that was going to be at Barnes Park in Kaysville, canceled, moved to Grantsville, canceled, moved somewhere else in Tooele, canceled, or at least moved again. Don't worry because it's back on Cedar City, June 11th, everybody.
See,
watch out for Colin Ray. Thank you so much, Cedar City. Y'all are way better than the people in northern Utah.
Well, I know I disappeared a time or two.
Jeremy's like furiously like Googling.
I think
like other Colin Ray songs.
They may as well just cancel it because now, you know, everything's opened up again.
Colin Ray's got to be pretty embarrassed about this.
So they may as well, you know, they may as well just kind of move on, move past it. I don't know. This is so far away now.
Oh, my goodness.
They ought to find something else. They ought to find something else with which to occupy their time. Because now the original reason that they were coming out, which was the, you know, the big time protests, you know, against the you know, the lockdown of businesses, things like that.
Oh, you probably, hold on. Oh, no, you probably know this one. This is a Colin Ray song. No. Whoa, settle down. Settle down, Colin Ray. Still singing. No, this is the Colin Ray song that you know, Ethan, for sure. Tell me if you recognize it.
Oh, yeah. See, this is the one that I know. This is the one that I know.
Yeah, you know this one. Oh, such good. No, he's way more popular than I thought he was.
Yeah.
Listen to his baritone voice.
We're no strangers to love.
Oh, that's...
You know the rules. And
see, I'd go to this concert.
Yeah, I'm going to be in Cedar City for this cat.
I'd break curfew for this.
Absolutely. All right,
for sure. Yeah,
so
for
Colin
sure.
Ray's going to be down in Cedar City. Like, I think of all the places to go to. I'm not dissing on Cedar City. What I'm dissing on is these concert organizers. Or are they the most resilient people you've ever heard of? That's the question.
Yeah.
Very, just amazingly, just keeping themselves relevant, putting themselves into this, I don't know. The answer is, this texter says, is the Colin Ray thing going to happen on the planet Tatooine?
Yeah, it may as well. It may as well.
Yeah, it's not going to be.
Someone else texted in, they should just classify it as a protest and then they're good to go.
They're good to go. even if it's a semi-aggressive Colin Ray concert, which those can get aggressive, buddy.
Yeah, for sure.
You better watch out. Might get hit with some chewing tobacco in the old eye there, buddy.
I know. All right.
I just love the
idea.
Oh,
look, this text came in. One of the songs is If You Get There Before I Do. I knew that one. I knew that song.
Yeah. No,
with the tree. With the tree, right? With the tree and the note. And you don't have to play it. It's a sad one.
No. Oh,
it's
it is?
A sad one. We've had enough.
Yeah.
We've had enough of the sad songs. Yeah. No, you were right to play. You were right to try and Rickroll me. You didn't realize I was such a fan of that song.
Everybody is a fan.
We
of
got
song.
A text from Brad. Brad says that today is his last day of his 50s.
Oh,
well, Brad.
Brad, hang
we
in
are
there,
really,
man.
Really happy for you. We wish we could wish you happy birthday on
let
the
me
last
play,
day. Of
let
your
me
50s.
Play this happy birthday song from Colin Ray.
Not a soul in sight.
It's Colin Ray.
City's looking like a ghost.
This is not Colin Ray.
This is Colin Ray.
No,
raindrops on the windshield.
Jeremy pops in. That's Garth Brooks. Oh, who was it that yelled it?
Didn't he give that to you? Didn't
Garth
he
Brooks.
Give you that song?
No, I know.
Oh, you're just looking up country songs? Popular country songs to play on the Nightside Project. Dear Google,
hold on.
What's a good country
I think
song?
I think I misspelled Colin Ray. That's the problem. So that'll get you some weird tunes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, we'll keep looking.
Okay.
We'll keep looking. All right, but happy birthday. Is it happy birthday? He's just his last night in his 50s.
Yeah, just his last night in his 50s. Right. Yep.
Well, congratulations. You made it.
Yep.
In the meantime. The song you just played was not Colin Ray. It was Rick Astley. Well, come on. That's just what the spell check gave me. When you type in Colin Ray, that's what you get. All right. Let me do this. We're going to do this. We're going to take a break right now, Ethan. I want you to regather yourself and stop messing around. And we're going to do a vacation club on the way back. Ethan's been wondering about his cruising plans, where that could end up. We'll have that and much more. We've got some just any travel place that is opening up, I'm considering traveling there. I'm considering going there. Because I'm just one of those people that's like, now, but I'm still scared to death of the airport and of airplanes, of traveling on the airplane. Stay with us. More to go. The Nightside Project continues on KSL News Radio.
Nightside.
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 This.
This is the Nightside Project.
I may be super, but I am no hero.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
You realize, though, Alex, this is just temporary.
Yeah, I still took your parking space, and I'm not giving it back.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Nightside Project tonight. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Carey. Just a little bit left to go. It's about another 25 minutes before all you folks in Salt Lake City are going to have to batten down the hatches for the night. I suspect a lot of people are not, though. But you know what? Follow the rules, right? If in doubt, follow the rules. Am I right about that, Alex?
Look, I'm in a lockdown building currently, so I'm fine with it.
Well, KSL knows how to lock down.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's just say that.
Well, and you know, parking here's been a weird situation for years.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And now it's not. I don't know. You know this. They've figured it out. There's not a quarter inch that you could like try to weasel your way into the parking garage around here now. And so that's a
And I kind of
I feel I good about of, it. I actually love like getting in my car, beeping out of the parking garage. That covered thing comes up, and I'm like, you know, not like anything. Thing. Not yeah, the roll up thing. It's not like, I mean, look, there's nothing's going to happen at Broadcast House tonight. Okay, that's a fact. So, but I'm telling you, there's a little thing but like we have good security here, and it's all been based on Ethan. Think of the things that have gotten us to this point where we have tried to secure things in public the way we have for news media. Think about the live shooting that happened on TV in Virginia. Yeah. You remember that when that whole thing happened?
I do remember.
And we're covering it, and it became a real problem because it was like I said, we got to send out security with all of our reporters and stuff.
Well, and there was a shooting at Broadcast House in the building
1999
when Scott Seeger was on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's you know, it's it happens, and and you know, having appropriate measures in place are good. I don't have to deal with that because, you know, just broadcasting from home, I have to deal with the other more mundane things. You know, my kids coming in wanting to comment on the show.
The dogs,
offended that I don't put them on the air.
Oh, they don't.
Oh, well, not now, but when we first started doing this, Alex.
Like, can I go on the radio and say something?
Yeah, they'd be so upset.
That's amazing.
Like, come on, why can't I? I tell them, you're not a KSL employee.
Did you say, because you're on the air. Because your opinion doesn't matter. And your opinion is actually not very good. So
I tell them it's because you're a semi-literate weirdo.
That's what kids are, man. That's what kids are.
You know what though? If I turn the microphone to any one of my kids, this is what would happen. The same thing.
I already know.
Thing
my kids
house.
Do the same thing. They're like,
they'd
they're
stop
all
for
hams.
A second, and then they'd make some weird noise. They'd right. wait. They think, okay, I got to make
no,
this good.
My kids,
and then they'd make
my
a terrible
kids wouldn't even
noise.
Make a noise. They would just look at me and go, like, oh, I got everything I asked for, and now I don't want it. Mm-hmm. Like, they would turn into, yeah, my kids act like hams until, no, Harvey actually might make a, he might make a cuss word.
Yeah.
that would be his deal. All right.
Well, you know what? Good for him.
Yeah.
But I do, but you know, you got to handle all the other stuff. I actually, during the break, I ran outside. So it's m'lady's birthday this week.
Oh, it is.
It is. And so I've had a few things.
Like helicopter
to the
in?
House.
Oh.
Delivered to the house. And I ran out because there was someone outside the house. I thought, oh man, is this one of those deliveries?
Oh, it was a singing telegram.
We don't have a number plate on our house.
Why not?
It was on the door, and I took it off the door to paint the door. And we knew that it was not going back up. It was just not what we wanted.
You can get it painted on the front. You can have like one. You can do it yourself, or you can have one of those nice neighbor kids.
So I
paint
ran
the numbers
out.
on the sidewalk, man.
So I ran out there, but it was a guy who was doing something else. There's we have a neighbor who's put their house up for sale.
Oh,
and so there he was there as part of that, and so
I want more of these details that are just riveting.
Well, there's just a lot of action in my neighborhood tonight. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, sure.
Which is fun because it's
tons
a private,
of action in Ethan's neighborhood. Everybody,
it's kind of a quiet, you know, a little backwater spot, and so we don't usually see a lot of action. But we did tonight.
You didn't see any action. Come on.
I mean, there was
a guy at the door. Hey, there you go. No curfew though for you guys.
No curfew.
Let's do this.
We don't need it. We can take
care
of ourselves.
You're thinking about going places. I've got an update for you on your cruise stuff and what you want to actually take advantage of. Ethan, for all the things that he is, he's not afraid of the cruise. And here we go. It's the vacation.
The places you want to go and how to get there. It's the Nightside Vacation Club. Get a free night stay, but you have to stay for the whole presentation.
Get me on a cruise ship. I've been saying that for months now. I've always wanted to go on a cruise ship, but now that I couldn't, even though I had no plans to go on a cruise. But once it became impossible to go on cruises, it became the thing I could not stop thinking about. That and Disneyland. I'm going to figure out a way to do that Disneyland thing. Because at a certain point, Disneyland's going to open up.
Yeah.
I'm going to figure that out.
Ethan?
Yeah.
Let's start out with the cruise story then, because right now Royal Caribbean is canceling cruises through October.
Yeah. Yeah.
And part of the deal is because hard to have cruises when your cruises that you have currently that have been out there circling the globe they've been circling the airport trying to land. And it's not been very good. They've been trying to figure out how this thing can happen, but they said
they've still got ships out there full of employees.
Yes, and they said the government of so here's this: Royal Caribbean has announced it will cancel sailings to Alaska, Canada, and New England through October. So the Caribbean itself might still be on the table for you, Millard, but just Alaska, Canada, and New England through October. They said as a result of the government of Canada's decision to extend its restriction on cruise ships. Carrying more than 100 guests until October 31st. By the way, how awesome would a cruise be of 100 guests? Just 100 guests. I was on one that was, it fit like, I think it fit like 5,000, you know, 5,000 people. And it's like, and then like 3,000 crew or something. It's like massive. But imagine being on a cruise ship that is like, yeah, we can only be like a quarter capacity. So that would be awesome.
See, that's tempting.
So anyway,
that's really, really tempting. Would you do it? Would you risk it?
If there was 100, if it was 100 people, absolutely not. Still, I'm really. Yeah, cruise ships are gross, man. Oh, that's not true. Let me take that back before I get sued by all the cruise ships. Because I've been on cruise ships and I've never gotten sick on them. But I will say this: you don't know what's floating around in those places, man. You don't know. It's just like. The airport freaks me out. Cruises freak me out currently.
Yeah, but then
an airplane
freaks me out. But they're not going to freak you out forever.
But an airplane freaks me out currently.
Yeah, I know that. But, I mean, October's a long way away.
It is. It is. And you know what? There's a lot of people who are like, oh, I would never go on a cruise. And then they're like, get me to that NFL game before October. They want to go to those sporting events, but they won't go on cruises because we have this thing in our head. The cruises are... You know, they pass around quickly, man. I mean, these are like a lot of these assisted living homes and things like that. They go around so quick.
Well, and that's why things were taken so seriously when the NBA players started reporting, because then, I mean, all those people close to you on the court, up in the stands, I mean, it was just a potential nightmare. And you remember how quickly things shut down. You know, we were the kind of the canary in the coal mine. Utah was.
Yeah.
On that. It was.
So there you go. Ethan, the cruise is put on hold for now. But there are so many other things you can still do. Wendover is opening up on June 4th. Wendover's going
to
be open in two days, brother.
You're not going to Wendover.
Oh, yeah, man. They clean that carpet.
I didn't know you were such a germaphobe. I mean, there's one thing.
I'm not a
germaphobe. One thing to be smart, But I feel like it's flipped a little bit because I'm all about staying smart. But I do kind of feel like there's
what are you
energy
trying to say?
You.
Normally you're smart and I'm dumb. What's up with that?
No.
No, but the roles have reversed. I'm kind of stupid right now.
You've got this weird energy about germs.
I get because you can't see him, Ethan. Can't see him. All right, we're taking the break. We'll come back.
Great point.
Final segment of the show next. Zen headlines and what we learned in the program. 57500. Stay with us. The Nightside Project continues on KSL News Radio.
Nightside. We're all friends here. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
All right, this is the Nightside Project. Final segment of the show tonight. What did you learn? What did you learn on the Nightside Project? 57500. Get that text in here. Here's one. I learned on the Nightside Project that if Alex had an aunt like Ethan, he would be a better man with much less knowledge of huffing paint.
Yep.
So there you go. Yeah. You did know a lot about that.
Well, no. I just knew that the guy had a bunch of silver paint on his face. And the last time I saw a guy with a bunch of silver paint on his face, it was one of those mug shots where the guy had huffed a bunch of paint and he had sparkle mouth.
Huffing is among the worst things you can
do. It's though, like, in my mind, I'm going, okay, the smell of spray paint, it's one of those things that you're like, oh, my body tells me I got to get away from this.
So I saw people in Eastern Europe who were
was their drug of choice.
Paint.
That's
like
crazy.
That. They spray it into bags or whatever. They were completely debilitated. It completely destroyed them. And it wasn't the kind of thing where, you know, you could take them to rehab they clearly were never coming back.
Yeah.
You know, their brain was fried so bad that
I want to have more of these conversations with you.
I learned that I shouldn't use bicycles.
Well, hold on.
We got to get some music.
You got to get some music going on.
All right, yeah.
Here you go. So our final segment of the show with our special music here means that you can send in a text message of what you learned in the program.
Yes,
57500. Of all the, even if you just joined for the last 2 or 3 minutes, there you go. 57500. What did you learn in the program? And Ethan's got some Zen headlines. Ethan, you're about to read a what somebody learned.
Yes,
text.
This is from Ferox. I learned I shouldn't use a bicycle as toilet paper. Thanks for saving me from making an embarrassing mistake.
Well, listen. I mean, you sit on them, do the math. You know what I mean?
Alex, thank you. I won't do the math. Actually.
I learned. I really here's this one. It says, when are we going to get Ethan back in the studio so we can see both of you?
Probably
well, the answer
never.
Is even if we move to special green or happy green or whatever the new color coding system was that we were talking about moving to, Salt Lake City will likely still... Salt Lake City, everybody goes to... what is it? It's not special green. What am I saying? Fresh green?
No, it's special green.
It's a fresh green scent. New green.
Shiny green.
Shiny new green. It's not like Studio go, oh, we're red now. We actually went the other direction. We're just going to tell you right now, don't you dare try to move other colors and try to force us into it. We're not doing it. So that's what I'm saying is that it doesn't matter. It doesn't, it doesn't matter because Salt Lake City, where our studio is, our bosses, here, I'll just tell you right now, our bosses are really, really good at what they do. They are making sure that even though we might have a nod from the state and local authorities, they're going to take it extremely slow. We can still have our show without us being in the same room, and that's the way we'll do it until the coast is clear, so to speak. So
I've got a great Zen headline. You ready for this?
Absolutely.
This one was supplied by Jeremy, our producer. By the way, if you've got a Zen headline to share, use the hashtag Zen headlines on social media. We'll grab it and use it and credit you. A cat that has been missing for 10 years. Has finally reunited with her owner. Georgia Tsatsaris of Chadstone, Australia, said her beloved cat, Mishka, went missing in 2010 after she was left in an outdoor enclosure. Last week, Tsatsaris said she received a call from a Port Melbourne vet telling her that a stray cat who was fighting for her life had been brought into the facility by a construction worker. They checked the microchip. They discovered it was Mishka. Georgia says, quote, when I saw her looking so defeated and bony, I just broke down. She doesn't look anything like she used to. I couldn't even pick her up. She was so emaciated. I have no idea what she's been through, which breaks my heart, but when I went to see her for the first time, I said her name, and she let out a soft meow and curled up to me and rubbed her face against my cheek, so she remembers. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Now, the cat does need extensive medical care for respiratory infection and, you know, some other things, because this cat had been through quite a lot. But you know what? They're looking forward to helping her gain weight, helping her get healthy, taking her home, and giving Mishka a nice retirement in a warm house.
There you go.
Isn't that nice?
We're moving to a new color code, possibly, here in the state of Utah, as people are recommending it. I did find this one, Ethan. I'm pausing the music while I play this. It made me think of this, because moving to a special new green color helps you remember.
Buddy, listen to me, Hatcher. You got to tell them Silent Green is people. We've got to stop them somehow.
Silent Green is people, everybody.
Well, there's some weirdly cheerful music.
At the very end there. Didn't win any Academy Awards for the for soundtrack. That one. For the soundtrack on that one. Yeah. So there you go.
Remind me what story that is again.
Soylent Green is People. It's called Soylent Green. That's
the
Charlton
movie
Heston.
Called Soylent Green?
Yeah. Charlton Heston.
I thought it was from some other.
It's like some weird futuristic place where they have this new future food source, and they find out that it's and Soylent Green, the company, is like this. You're taking over the world, but they're using people. Ethan, yeah. You're cannibalizing. What I'm saying is the new green that we're going to is people, all right? We're cannibalizing people to go to green, all right? That's what I'm saying.
We'll get there together.
We'll do it, but apart.
We'll get there
separate,
together.
Separate, but apart, but together.
We're all That's in safe. This separate.
Yeah.
we're all in this separately.
57500, what did you learn in the program? I'm not a germaphobe, okay? I learned Alex
is
a germaphobe.
Yeah, someone learned that. I learned that Alex is a germaphobe. You're starting to sound like a germaphobe. I've always just wanted to be careful around the virus, the coronavirus. That's always kind of what motivated me. Your whole tirade about
tirade.
The cruise ship or the unclean.
Okay. What I'm saying is that there are places that don't have a great track record. The toilet seat, the cruise ship.
African says he thinks it's spearmint green.
Spearmint green? That's the color? Mm-hmm. No, it's not spearmint green. No, what is it? It's not fresh green.
Smart green.
It's super smart. Yeah, no, it's smart green. So smart green, guys. So smart that it needs to. It's basically yellow. Oh my goodness! My goodness, that's terrible. I have all sorts of things I want to say about it, but it's inappropriate for the air. Utah's inventing new colors, spearmint green. Oh, this one says Google it, but I don't know what they're talking about. They're just saying Google it.
I think the Soylent Green.
Oh, Soylent Green. Okay.
Yeah. It's fine. Oh, no, it's not. It was from an earlier text. Hold on, this person said two texts. But I'm going to look this up. I'm not going to read it.
I'm definitely not going to
really
read it.
It sounds really weird, but I'm going to look up what he's talking about.
I'm out. I'm not.
You're not going to Google it?
I'm not Googling that.
Did you Google it?
Because I'm on the work. I'm on the work internet. You can sully your disgusting home internet with that Google search.
To make myself a Russian mark.
It's basically you're gonna look that up, and you're gonna become a spy for Russia or be considered.
It's too late.
Infiltrated. I'm not Googling that thing, man. Get out of here.
All right, I will Google it and then report back to you.
Okay, appreciate that.
And I'll let you know what I discover. I'll let you know what kind of people are texting into our show.
Yeah, that's
late
good.
In the evening. Hey, we've got just a couple of minutes.
I wanted to bring
curfew,
up
so
before,
everyone in Salt Lake stay safe.
Oh, gotta say, yeah, a minute and 90 seconds before it hits curfew. And, Ethan, we were talking about traveling earlier, and I wanted to bring up a couple places that you can go in this last minute here. Cyprus. I'm going to name some places. You tell me if you're interested in going. Tour operators, May 26th, they're firing back up on the island of Cyprus.
Yeah, I'd love to see Cyprus.
And they've had some good numbers down there. Good, as in not a lot of – okay. Bali, you in?
Yeah, sure.
Hot there. It's good.
Yeah,
it's
guess.
Dependent on tourism there in Bali. And
Asia's never really attracted a lot of attention from me.
Yeah.
That's never been, I've what never about, been like.
What about France?
France, yes, all day.
Yeah, France.
All day, all day.
Cheap flights to Greece right now.
Greece. I'd love to do
Greece. Okay, now this one, Germany.
I'm a big Europe fan. I love Europe.
What about Germany? So. Yeah, Germany I'm not interested in. Not interested.
No, I'd go to Germany.
What about sunny Mexico?
Yeah.
See, these are all
I've
places.
Been to Mexico once.
Oh, see, now, but now this one has an attachment to it.
Where
what
in
about
Mexico?
Italy? What about Italy?
Yeah, Italy. I'd love to see. I'd love
I'm not. I'm not. I'm saying right now.
Like right this second?
Right now.
You get a good flight?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm saying, there's, yeah, they've got deals.
If I got a super cheap flight to someplace like that, I would strongly research as to whether or not I felt like I could do it, take my family and do it safely. Yeah, yeah. I'd look into it. For sure I would.
I think you're a germaphobe. All right, we're taking the long break here.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.